Taking you through your country, your continent, around the world with the best crew.
Africa, how did you get here?
Vision View Sports Radio.
Well, the province of champions in South Africa will be celebrating its greatest sportsmen and women this weekend in the most anticipated awards ceremony, that is the Gauteng Sports Awards. And as we run up to the Gauteng Sports Awards this weekend, we're going to be chatting to one of the nominees, and they are nominated in the Sports Team of the Year with Disability, and that is Gauteng Ladies Wheelchair Basketball Team. And joining us on the line this afternoon on the grandstand to chat about their nomination, what can they expect, and of course their season so far, is manager for the Gauteng Ladies Wheelchair Basketball Team, Wiseman Dlamini.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Wiseman. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Dlamini.
Thank you so much for joining myself and Diggy Lady Raicha on the grandstand to chat about your nomination. First of all, congratulations for being nominated as the Sports Team of the Year with Disability. How has your team received these news so far?
I'm extremely happy and then looking forward to the event and hoping that they will come back with the award.
And, you know, as much as you feel so ecstatic, what do you think really stood out from your season for you guys to get this nomination?
I think it's more practice and, like, for them, like, as a young team competing with older people, and then it did help them a lot. And then with them, like, some of them being in the national team, it's really helping, like, us as the coaches to develop them.
And it's really nice to see that wheelchair basketball is also now getting a lot of attention. For you guys to get this nomination, it means that the world of sport in South Africa is paying attention to that side of the world.
Yeah, it is. Like, the problem that we're still facing is when it comes to development, our equipment is too expensive, you know. So that's why we are struggling, you know. So that's why even going to the townships and to try and develop and check other people, that, like, to bring in more people, it's a bit of a challenge due to our expensive equipment and accessibility of the venues. You know,
yeah, that is very true.
Yeah.
So now, when you take a look at your season, what has really stood out for you? Because I do know that there have been tournaments on the go. When you look at wheelchair basketball, it's been doing really well when it comes to men's and women's teams. What has really stood out for you this season?
This season, like, so far, well, especially with the ladies, it's them qualifying for the tournament coming through on the 27th and 28th of November, which is called Vodacom Top 4. It's a provincial tournament, so they qualified to be in it. So we're looking like, we're hoping that they will win the tournament, because we like, by looking at the way they train and the way they're so dedicated. And then they are still young, because the team ranges from 18 to 22, you know. So for us, we are hoping that they will win the tournament.
You talk about winning, but a lot of preparation needs to be put in place, you know, to make sure that they do well to win the tournament. How are they preparing for the tournament? Will they be playing games or participating in any mini tournaments building up to that huge tournament?
What we've done as a province, and one of the guys that behind the development, especially for the women, what we've done, we've just took them under my team that I'm playing for, which is Diz Electric Services, Eagles. So we train with them. They train, what I can say, they train with men now.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so they train on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then we don't, like, what I can say, we don't feel pity for them. What guys do, they also do.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so, like, that's how we encourage them. And, like, that's how, like, we feel that they have a good chance of winning the tournament. And by doing that, it's also because they're also attending the national camps. Mm-hmm. I think we've got about six of the players that are in the camp, in the national team, the senior South African national team. So on weekends, sometimes they do attend camps. So that also that it's also building up their game.
And, you know, building up their game is very true. I mean, in 2015 was when we started seeing women's wheelchair basketball really perhaps being shone in the same light as the men. But then COVID hit. How did COVID affect how you were able to participate in events, getting sponsorship? I mean, you spoke about the equipment being expensive. But also just getting a venue available that is conducive to your team.
Yeah. You know, like when talking about the pandemic, it really hit us so hard. Like, but what we did, we asked them to like maybe get a chair, you know, because there are some tools that they can do at home, sitting down on a chair, on a table chair. So we did like try that, and some like, and then they sent us videos and to show that they are doing that at home. The pandemic hit us very hard because. The Department of Sports, Arts and Culture and Sporting, they promised to maybe give us some equipment, maybe 5 chairs a year, you know. But because of the pandemic, that was put on hold, you know, like some funds have to be shifted somewhere, you know, all that sort of stuff, you know. But at the moment, there are people that are coming on board, but due to the pandemic, their businesses are still suffering also, because we've got a guy from Soweto who like specifically told us that he wants to be part of the development, and then his name is Okaile. I think he's like doing this brand is called Soul Brand. Yeah, so he's the guy that we're starting to bring up closer, but at the moment due to the pandemic, you know, we're just waiting, you know, for anything that will come by.
And if people want to assist, because we hear your challenges and, you know, if people want to assist you guys, how can they get a hold of you or to make a difference?
They can. We've got a page on Facebook, which is called Gauteng Winter Basketball. They can get us all, like, maybe send, like, a message there. And then they can also get, like, maybe they call us on our private numbers, because we use our private numbers like we don't have a specific number that we use for the team. So like everything that we use comes from our own pockets, you know, just for the development. Yeah.
Well, you know, we also look at the fact that wheelchair basketball obviously is growing in the continent, and it's really a slow start here in South Africa. But when you compare it to other African countries like Algeria, Morocco and Egypt, of course, their leagues are fully running. What is it that you'd like to see for wheelchair basketball here in South Africa? I mean, I think already being nominated for this category is a step in the right direction. We get more attention into women's wheelchair basketball. But when you look at other countries, what is it that you wish we could do here in South Africa?
You know, everything, my sister, it's like, when you see, like, especially when you're comparing us with Algeria and Morocco and other countries, with them, like, it's kind of like a job for them, you know. They train every day, they train every week. Some of their players are playing in overseas countries, especially France and Spain, you know.
Yeah.
And then when coming back to South Africa, we don't have that kind of funding that we can maybe like have an academy, you know, and then have like a proper league. So, like maybe we turn wheelchair basketball into sort of a web-related thing, like a soccer and stuff, you know. So for every moment, whatever we were trying, like, okay, every weekend they play or attend camps, you know. But we're hoping that one day we will have a proper, especially for the women, we will have a proper league that will run maybe for a year in order for them for the sport to grow, you know. But end of the day, it comes back to funding. That I'm always saying, funding, you know, because you can't run in every like anything without funds.
Well, you know, Wiseman, taking a look at all the accolades that you guys have been able to rack up, how you guys have always been able to show the spirit of sportsmanship despite this funding and all the challenges that you've faced, we also wanted to just say congratulations on your nomination at the Gauteng Sports Awards, but also congratulations for all the great work that the Lionesses are doing and continue to rise up and make sure that women's basketball, wheelchair basketball, is always top of mind.
All right, bye.
Thank you so much. Good luck at the awards.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. We're hoping to come back with it. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Wiseman.
Vision View Sports Radio unites all sport lovers from all around the world.